if I expect to get on with my
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden today announcing another round of student loan forgiveness.
This time, the president's forgiving $5.8 billion in student loans for Americans who work in public service. The program allows debt relief for people in jobs that include firefighting, nursing, and teaching, if they've made 10 years of continuous payments. More than 77,000 people will get that relief. The president also sending an email to more than a third of a million other public service borrowers, telling them to stick with their payments, and they'll get the rest of their debt wiped out then too.
ABC's Andy Field. Dragnet out in Idaho for white nationalist Skylar Meade and Nicholas Umphenor. Police say Umphenor shot and wounded two corrections officers as he helped Meade escape after a medical visit in Boise, Idaho. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani fired his interpreter after allegations that interpreter stole $4.5 million from Ohtani's accounts to pay gambling debts. This is ABC News. The love of money. A Southern California woman heading for a long stretch in prison in an identity theft case. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
Caroline Herling preyed on the elderly, according to federal prosecutors, looking for unkempt houses in affluent neighborhoods and then would steal the identities of those who lived inside. She allegedly broke into the home of Charles Wilding. He died in 2020. Prosecutors say she and her co-conspirators took over his home and assets while his body decomposed in the home. They looted his accounts and worked to make it appear he was still alive, even paying men to act as Wilding. Herling, now getting 20 years in federal prison. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Back on stage, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band play at a concert in Phoenix Tuesday night. Their first since the boss put it on hold in September to recover from peptic ulcer disease. They'll hit 17 countries before ending in Vancouver November 22nd. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. All four men wanted for questioning in the beating of a Stevens Point man who later died are now accounted for. The four are accused of beating 61-year-old Donald Mitchell last Friday night in a Stevens Point parking lot. Mitchell died at a Wausau hospital from his injuries Saturday. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was among 19 Democratic senators sending a letter to President Biden calling for a two-state solution to end the Israel-Hamas war. The proposal establishes a non-militarized Palestinian state led by a reformed Palestinian Authority. And Wisconsin Badger Care Plus members can now pick up a daily over-the-counter oral contraception medication at no out-of-pocket cost. Members who are low-income residents and don't qualify for Medicaid can pick up O-Pill at no cost and without the need to schedule an appointment to get a prescription. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting 10% back is easy at Fleet Farm. For a limited time only, Fleet Rewards members can earn 10% back on all purchases in-store and online. Spend $50, get $5 back in rewards. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. Plus, Fleet Rewards membership is free. So if you're not signed up yet, now's the time. Then get shopping to earn 10% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. Not valid at Ankeny and Waukee, Iowa stores.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin,
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down during the day tomorrow. Today, cloudy, 38. Snow will develop tonight, 26. Snow tomorrow, 39. With more snow and rain on the way late this weekend into next week. If you love good barbecue, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine. mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an eight, she's a nine, she's a ten, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles, and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about rain.
Maryland and Georgia, Kentucky rain.
Now there's all kind of songs about babies and love that goes right. But for some of nobody wants to play them tonight. Hey, I hope it's sunny wherever you are. That's sure not the picture tonight in my car. And it sure ain't easing my pain on these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on, and there's no two the same. Oh, it would be easy to blame all these songs about rain. Well, I thought I was over you, but I guess maybe I'm not. 'Cause when I let you go, looks like lonely is all that I got. Guess I'll never know what could have been. Sure ain't helping this mood that I'm in. If they're gonna keep on playing these songs like rainy night in Georgia and Kentucky rain, here comes that rainy day feeling again. With blue eyes crying in the early morning rain, they go on and on, there's no two the same. Oh, how I wish I could blame all these songs about rain. Songs about rain.
Eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on. There's no two
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Up for her and saw her South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, 'cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time. From South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand. She's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, 'cause she had me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Exile and Crazy for Your Love here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, and good morning, we have temperatures in the 20s across the region this morning. Looks like we have snow on the way. A couple chances of snow, and we'll have details here coming up in our ag weather forecast here coming up this hour. Also, this hour, we'll be talking with Chad Vincent from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And a chance to talk with Chad during the PDPW's business conference last week. Hey, we'd like to say congratulations to Bob Kenner. He was awarded the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Legacy Award. He's been doing that in Dunn County for 39 years. He's been directly involved in planning and implementing all four of Dunn County's land and water resource management plans. And over the years, he's built a reputation of trust and respect among his peers and the landowners and contractors that he's encountered over the years. So congratulations to Bob on being awarded the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Legacy. Say that three times fast, right? Award winner. Congratulations to Bob. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a micro-epoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The micro-epoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside with FeedWorks USA. Hey, we're with Trent Luce here at the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance. Trent, you just got done giving a great keynote speech, and I suspect that giving those keynote speeches is really a pleasure for you.
No, actually, John, I did that earlier. What I just got done doing is recognizing you because you were recognized for the Distinguished Service Award at the 2024 Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance meeting. I don't remember agribusiness being in there before, but it doesn't matter. Congratulations to you for being recognized for the effort that you've put into developing young people and bringing the word of agriculture to the forefront.
I appreciate it very much, Trent. But let's just talk a little bit about you. You're a farmer first and foremost, but you take that farming background and you bring a message out to the marketplace. So special.
It's not a difficult message. It's just common sense. It's the basic things that my grandfather knew his entire life and passed on to me. The funny thing about my grandfather, born in 1918, Calvin J. Luce, did not go past eighth grade because he had to go home and help his father on the farm. And in today's world, the basic things that my grandfather knew with an eighth grade education, people have lost sight of. And domestic food, domestic fuel is vital for the health of our nation. And it seems like we've been overlooking that. And for many years, John, I was telling this story and telling people we need to be better advocates. And I think people thought, well, yeah, that's fine, but we don't have time for that. All of a sudden now, everybody recognizes you better make time, because now I heard the statement here, the hill of regulation is getting pretty steep and slick. We have to climb the hill.
Trent, I don't want to discount this too much, but basically you're saying, you know, we do have to get the science right. We do have to get down in the weeds of the science, but we also have to have that 30,000-foot view of common sense when we're really talking about this, and we need to be able to communicate with people on that level as well.
Well, the topic that I've spent most time on common sense, is basic plant food. We've been convinced that greenhouse gases are something negative, when in fact every greenhouse gas they talk about is responsible for accelerated plant growth. We have to correct that message. You know, something that's even closer to your and my heart is whole milk. We've restricted our kids from having access to whole milk in the school system and put them on a path of starvation and depredation. And we were one vote away from getting this fixed, where this is a choice back right in the school system. It's not rocket science to see that whole milk improves body function, improves brain function, and it makes kids leaner. We've demonized fat, John, incorrectly.
And we got to thank, in large part, Congressman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania, who really championed that in the House.
He did champion that in the House, and we had a Senate member that from a very good dairy state that shot it down and didn't let it happen. It's not dead. And you know who we really got engaged in the fight through this process? And they are the people that always make the difference. It's the mama bears.
Yeah.
It's the mama bears of this nation that said, no, you're not going to teach my kids that filth in school. And by the way, you're going to feed my kid right in school, or they're not going to be in school.
Let's shift a little bit and go to this FFA. We had the state officers here and just comment about how great it is to be exposed to these young people and just listen to their voices.
I, for a long time, have said, if you're feeling a little down on where you're at in life, just find the local FFA chapter and go to one of their regular meetings, or you go to their chapter banquet, or go to a state convention or the national convention. What exists with these kids in terms of their sheer brilliance and their innovation and their ability to think through things, and how that inspires me, is just incredible. I'm a bit biased because I was proud to be an American farmer in 1987.
Awesome.
Recognized in Kansas City before it left Kansas City. And we have three daughters that all were proud parts and chapter presidents within the FFA. So I got to experience that firsthand on how important creating those opportunities are. But John, I should have probably made this point in my little presentation. The FFA is the opportunity. But if that FFA chapter doesn't have a good advisor, if the state doesn't have a good system or a good culture, it's not going to do it for the kids. Right. So you have to be engaged to create that opportunity, and it's still dependent upon the most important thing God put on this earth, human beings. And humans must create the culture.
It's all getting the right people in the right places, working together.
People that want to be like John Clark and just do it for the cause because they have a passion for creating opportunities for people. That's what it takes.
Trent Luce, thank you so much for being with us today.
I can't wait till I see you again. I mean, I'm not rushing you off or anything, John, but we'll be at another meeting somewhere soon.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Women Breaking Barriers, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Grammy Award-winning singer Mary J. Blige discusses why she created the Strength of a Woman Festival and Summit.
Celebrate women the way they celebrate me, because so I was like, okay, well, I want to do something for them. Yeah. And this is the way I'm doing it for them, by celebrating them on the most important day for women, and that's Mother's Day.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
All four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning. Even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan. Only on Verizon.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head with coffee and cigarettes. And when it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet. And with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts. Troubles are behind. Troubles are behind. I got the radio blasting. I got the windows rolled down. And I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Ricky Van Shelton and Back Roads here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, 24 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, April and May milk both up 13. April at 16.30, May 16.61, June up 11 to 17.40, July steady at 18.04. Cheese markets from yesterday, barrels down a half to 149.5. 40-pound block steady at 145, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 283 and 3/4, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 111 and 3/4, no trades. Dry whey down 2.5 to 40.5 and 3 trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are called mixed today after livestock futures were lower across the board Wednesday. The losses were moderate, so traders of cattle are looking ahead for the cattle on feed report. Hog traders, though, are more focused on the weakness of cutouts rather than the strength of the cash market. April live cattle opens today at 187.80, June 184.77, August 183.70. March feeder cattle open at 250.25, April 254.92, May 258, 80 April hogs open at 8530, May 1997 June at 100.62. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. A lot of this is technical buying after the losses from yesterday, and there's been a little bit of belief that it's the losses have been overdone. Markets have become oversold, so the market's moving higher today on that technical buying, at least so far. Wheat markets, so they're going to have to try and get through those resistance levels. We'll see if the gains can hold throughout the day. Early this morning, May corn and July corn both up 2 3/4. May at 4.41 3/4. July 4.55. September up 3 to 4.64 1/2. New crop up 2 3/4 to 4.77 1/2. May beans up 5 1/4 to 12.14 3/4. July up 5 1/2 to 12.28 3/4. August up 5 3/4 to 12.25 1/4. New crop up 6 1/4 to 12.06 1/2. May soybean meal up 3.20 to 3.45.70, while May soybean oil down 6 cents to 48.94. Chicago wheat, May and July both up 2 1/4. May at 5.47 1/4. July 5.62 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, May up 3 1/4 to 6.58 1/4. July up 3 3/4 to 6.64 3/4. Energy markets this morning are lower. May crude oil down 23 cents to 81.04. June down 22 cents to 80.56. April and May gas both down a cent, April at 271, May at 270. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without Fairness for Farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 384, April 387, May 390, new crop 420. Cash beans 1125, April 1130, May 1135, new crop 1115. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 401, April 401, May 401, new crop 419 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 389, April 403, May 403, new crop 425. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 379, April 382, May 419, cash beans 1129, April 1132, May, or new crop rather, at 1125. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 420, cash beans 1131, new crop at 1115. Red Wing Grains, cash in April corn 416, May 419, new crop 424, cash in April beans 1185, May 1189, new crop 1145. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 378, new crop 419, cash beans 1130, new crop 1125. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 165 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 139 to 170, market cows 92 to 128, bulls 119 to 145, calves 320 to 990, beef steers 227 to 390, Holstein steers 150 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 225 and down, light lambs 180 and down, ewes 170 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets does 235 and down, bucks 270 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 102.50 to 191, fed lambs 155 to 212.50, ewes 30 to 130. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Save big during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's with limited time deals on everything you need. Right now, buy one select DeWalt 20-volt max tool, get one DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack free, a $179 value. Plus, save $20 on a select bucket of Deck Plus wood screws. Find these deals and more in-store and online today. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Valid 318 through 329 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man. But you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care. His car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well. I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right for someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Guitar. A heart is on the line each and every time. Love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked.
I'm getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite, where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back to the folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home. They buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? But a better class of loser suits me fine. But you said the grass is greener on the other side, but from where I stand I can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel. And it takes more than caviar to have a ball. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already. Think it's disgraceful that they drank $3 wine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. I had a chance to talk with Chad during the PDPW Annual Business Conference. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Osteoplastics, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Chad, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, the big thing in the dairy industry right now with prices, and that has been exports. But we are starting to see a little bit of movement, aren't we?
We are. And, you know, at DFW, we've been leaning into the export stuff now for the last 3 or 4 years, and it's really starting to catch traction. You know, farmers always ask me about, well, what are we really doing with exports? I mean, we're in the middle of the country, so do exports really matter to me? You know, we're approaching 20% of the milk in the state being used and being sold and consumed outside our country. So yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for us to be there. We're focusing in on a number of core geographies. So just in the last month alone, we had folks in Japan, in Thailand, in the UAE, as well as Mexico. In fact, we were with the Counselor General at her house last week. So there's a lot of really good things happening. Trade's difficult, and it's a long-term view, and you have to have a long-term play. And when you're working outside the country, you really have to build those relationships. And you have people like U.S. Dairy Export Council, which work behind the scenes to help grease the skids and with policy and things that we can't touch. So, you know, we're really out there working to vet buyers, get them to understand why Wisconsin, and to realize that Wisconsin makes the best dairy on the planet, and it's starting to work.
When you have these meetings, what do they want to know? What did the counselor person want to know?
Well, the first question that the buyers have, and we're talking to buyers that are a significant volume, is can you make enough?
Really?
First question, right? Because that's the, you have so much upheaval in Europe and in the countries that do a lot of dairy export, that they're not sure long term whether they're going to be there or not. And so yeah, we're like, yes, we can, you know, we make a quarter of the dairy, we produce a quarter of the milk in the country, and we make half the specialty cheese in the country. We're expertly positioned. I mean, we have great powder guys, protein, whey. This state is locked and loaded and ready for exports. And really, part of the second question is, well, can you meet the sustainability guidelines? I'm like, well, if you let us know what they are, absolutely. But understand, we have, you know, generation after generation that have done doing nothing but make the planet better, make the land better, make it better for the cows, make it better for the communities. So we're as good or better than anybody on the planet in terms of our sustainability work that the farmers have already been doing. So, you know, once again, those are really the two biggest areas that they ask about.
Do they ask about transportation? Because I know in a lot of the other commodities, corn, soybeans, beef, there's, you know, transportation issues right now, and there's concerns about, you know, how do we get Wisconsin corn or Wisconsin soybeans from here to New Orleans to wherever. So do you get that question too?
We don't, because we're really talking with these guys about long-term plays. I mean, there's buying happening, and there's volume being consumed today. But, you know, and I'm on the Wisconsin Ag Export Committee, right? And so there's like 15 of us that meet. And like in the last meeting, one of the biggest things you're talking about is are there ways that we can build infrastructure and more rail capabilities within the state to drive costs down so that we can get the products to the ships that are going abroad. And that's why Mexico and Canada are so important, because Mexico, it's a truck, right? And the volume up, the increase in, if my memory serves me correctly, we're up like 20% in cheese sales in Mexico in the last year. So there's some really good things that are happening. Logistics are going to be an issue. They're always going to be an issue. But I don't think that's the hot button today.
Talking with Chad Vincent, he's CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin this morning. So can we make enough? Sustainability, transportation might be a little bit farther down the road. Does price ever come up?
Always.
I was hoping always. I was hoping you were going to say it never, but
always. But the thing is, that's why you build the relationships, and you understand what products they want, and you help build value-added products that are needed by volume customers. You know, I know places of people in the state that are making specific products that are going to China, and despite all the upheaval, their shipments keep going, right? They pay a little bit more. So if we're going to compete on a commodity basis against everybody else and all these gigantic plants that are coming online that have much lower milk costs, and milk is like 80, 85% of the cost of cheese, it's going to be tough to compete on a raw, basic commodity basis. You got to figure out, how do I make it different? How am I differentiating the service? How am I differentiating in the relationship and the ability to deliver what they need better than somebody else?
What about some of the other byproducts, whey and that sort of thing, from cheese making? Has that started to take off?
It is. It, you know what? It's one of those unsung heroes in the state. I mean, there's a lot that gets moved. I mean, when you make that much cheese, you have that product. And so, yeah, those products do move. The hard part about that is, once again, if it's a pure commodity, we're in the center of the state and you're competing against California, and those guys that are like, their transportation is a fraction of what ours is. So we continue to push the mantra of, how do we differentiate in product and in service so we don't have to differentiate in price?
Talking with Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin this morning, and had a chance to talk with him during the PDPW's annual business conference. We're only a few months away. Your favorite time of the year, I know I love it too. June Dairy Month.
June Dairy Month is coming, and it's so wonderful. We're starting to see the lineup of the on-farm dairy breakfasts and events. You know, last year we had over 70. And Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is an integral part to all this. We work with them. We've got a website at wisconsindairy.org. And so all the different events are online with the where, when, how do you get there, how do you park, how do you get through all that stuff. But even more importantly is the support that we have. We work with and through all the local county dairy groups, which are so critical. The amount of work that they do and the things that they do on the local level to keep dairy at the forefront of the local communities is just invaluable. And we work with providing them funding. We work with them to provide on-farm messaging and all this really cool stuff so when people get there, they can see the dairy messaging. They can see all the fun stuff for the kids to have. June Dairy Month is just the best month ever.
We're also getting closer to National Ice Cream Month, and I can't remember what month. I think it's in July, but I know it's during the summertime. So I'm going to throw this out here at you. So what's your favorite ice cream?
All of them.
Oh, wow. You got to have one. There's got to be one.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
See, you chose wisely. Yeah. That, and with the real cookie dough inside. Not the fakes, but the real cookie dough.
Yeah, and the heavy cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
There's
summer's coming. I'm looking forward to that. Well, again, sounds like some exciting things happening on that export side. And I know we're talking, one last question on the exports. I know we talk a lot about overseas. I consider Minnesota an export. Do you consider Minnesota an export?
I do. I can, you know, because we have what we call our 90-90 rule. 90% of the milk in Wisconsin is turned into cheese, and 90% of that cheese leaves the state, right? Because there's no way, as much as we love cheese in Wisconsin, we can't eat it all. And so, you know, we're in 98% of the grocery stores across the country because of the work that's been done over the last decade. And we're out working with the top 125 grocery chains in the country every day to get more Wisconsin cheese on the shelf and more Wisconsin cheese sold there every day.
Wow.
Every single day.
Wow. That's
tens of thousands
of
stores.
That's a lot. Chad Vincent with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Another day of very dry conditions and elevated fire conditions are expected here in our ag weather forecast. Now, accumulating snow will begin to develop this evening and run into Friday morning, with an expanded period of rain and snow also occurring Sunday through early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 21 to 26%, light winds becoming south at around 5. We'll see about an hour of sunshine. Tonight, winter weather advisory goes into effect. Mostly cloudy with snow developing. Lows will be from 22 to 27, relative humidities at 91 to 96%. East winds at 5 to 9, widespread 2/10 to 3/10 of liquid precipitation possible. Weather Service says about 2 to 5 inches of snow expected. For Friday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of snow until the afternoon. We'll have highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 49 to 54%. Northeast winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the north at 8 to 13. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly cloudy, with snow developing, highs 35 to 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, rain mixing with snow, highs 45 to 50. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, rain mixing with freezing rain and snow, highs 35 to 40.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Manure is an abundant fertilizer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's mutually beneficial with cover crops to improve soil and hang on to soil nutrients as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
For
For centuries, livestock manure has been valued for providing nutrients for crops and increasing soil quality. Cover crops do the same thing and prevent nutrients from leaching. Pairing the two together combines their benefits and can address issues such as manure storage capabilities and the number of acres available for spreading. Dan Anderson is an assistant professor in the Ag and Biosystems Engineering Department at Iowa State University. He says there are variables that can affect how well this works.
Depending on what tillage implement, how are we injecting that manure into the soil? How does it disturb the cover crop? How does the cover crop recover? And then things like, what does that do for nutrient cycling? We know that normally we talk about cover crops scavenging for nitrogen, for residual nitrogen in the soil. Well, if we were putting manure on in the